I'll take that. Okay, a couple parts of that is on your school rankings. Every school ranks their things the way they want to. And one thing we do at Carroll High is every year we have a goal where we want to be. So if we reach that goal, that doesn't mean we ever lower it. We always keep the bar high so that we can always strive to be the best. You know, lowering your bar won't do anybody any good. Yeah, you'll meet your goals. It looks good on the newspaper, in the newspaper. But what is that really doing for your kids? It's not doing them any good. So we always keep our bar high. And as far as what you said about, you know, getting the fire going and everything, that's why we're doing several things, professional development, and the list goes on, to help our teachers and staff be better at preparing our kids. So, you know, behind the scenes, yes, we're doing that. Are we advertising it? Sort of, but it's being done.
Yeah, just one example of kind of what Kim was talking about when you're talking about state rankings and numbers. You really have to be careful when you're looking at numbers. One example is when you're talking about graduation rate. My sister is assistant principal at the Waukee High School. Well, their graduation rate every year is 98, 99, 100, you know, percent of their students are graduating. But that, and she'll be the first one to tell you that that's a totally false number, because the way the graduation rate is figured for that, for Waukee and through there, is if you take 300 students that start in ninth grade, 4 years later, they count how many students graduate. They aren't counting the number of students that move out. They aren't counting the number of students that drop out. They're if you take 300 students that start in ninth grade and they have 350 students graduate in 12th grade, well, Waukee's an expanding, growing district. They're having a lot of kids move in. So like Kim said, you really have to be careful when you're looking at numbers of what you're looking at. The best way to look at numbers is compare yourself, you know, like they've done the last several years, is set that goal. Where do we want our kids to be? Mr. Korda sent out a message to all of us, including the board member, current board members, saying where the ACT numbers were, you know, and their ACT numbers for the students this year had been very productive. And I don't remember the exact number, but I think they had improved from the last year. So that's something that just goes back to, you know, it says the school system is moving in the right direction. You know, we're challenging ourselves, we're challenging our teachers, we're challenging our students, and they're moving forward.
We had a report given to us by Sue Rupp at one of the board meetings this summer, and across the board, the majority of the standardized test scores done in the Carroll District were better than the state average. And so I think that speaks a lot as well. I have no idea what the state ranking is, but the idea that we're typically above average on our standardized testing shows a lot that way too. And of course, nobody's going to sit here and tell you, well, we don't really care how Carroll Schools does. We all want Carroll Schools to prosper and to be the best they possibly can. And so, like Kim says, that's about training our teachers to be able to teach better and giving our students the best opportunities they can have.
John stole my answer. So I was at that same board meeting with him this summer, and I was very impressed with Sue's report that showed, I think it was just the elementary level, but showed that Carroll Community School District was not just above average, but considerably above average in all these different areas across the grade levels. Mm-hmm. So I think that speaks a lot to the leadership at Carroll Community and also to the teachers, and I'd like to see that continue and continue to see that improve. As Kim said, they always up the goal each year, it looks like. So I think that's a great plan to have.
The only thing I can add to that is I also was at the board meeting, and it was mentioned that they tell you what you do bad in, but they don't. They say that you do bad in some categories, but the way I understand, they don't tell you what it is. And it was mentioned at the board meeting, and I agree wholeheartedly that we need to see if there's a way that we can find out what was bad so that way we can focus on those and maybe improve our numbers a little bit more. And so that's one of the things that I think we need to do in the future is see where the bad, where we're lacking at, and maybe work on that a little bit more. And that's what we hope, that's one of the things that maybe I'd like to see the board do.
Yeah,